through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
That is good to hear. I was wondering where my bed music was, but I hadn't hit play.
Oh, right.
There we go. There we go. Truly professional here.
This is Plantasia, eh?
No, this is Mermaid by Alan Hatchell.
Oh, that's right. I stumbled on this on Spotify recently. It served it up to me. I was like, wait a minute.
I know this. Tell us about what's happening in the media. What's going on in the world right now?
Well, the first little bit I've got for you is a 25-year-old guy called Sam Casey just got his butt fired from Sense. CENZ, which is the upcoming sports network that's about to start broadcasting in New Zealand later this month.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that the other week, eh?
We have been talking about it a little bit, yeah, on Media Bat. So this is an international consortium have sort of put their tentacles into New Zealand for a new sports broadcasting radio network across the whole country that includes radio frequencies. They'll be broadcasting around the clock, podcasts, all the normal stuff that radio stations do. So this guy Sam was due to be, I think, a producer on The Drive Show on Sense, and penned in a bit of a hurry a opinion piece for the Rugby News about how men's rugby is essential but women's rugby was a ridiculous thing for Rugby New Zealand to fund.
Oh, for God's sake.
And
it
drew quite a lot of criticism, as you'd expect, both inside this room right now and also about a week ago when
it came out. I just
feel
like my eyes rolled so far back into my head I couldn't see for a second there.
Yeah.
It's like, get a new... I don't know, whatever.
Get a
Who
hobby.
Get a-
In particular, Alice Soper, who's like one of the staunchest women's rugby supporters in the country, she sort of brought it to a lot of people's attention online, and the thing just blew up and ended with scenes terminating the 25-year-old producer's contract, so they've parted ways. Interestingly, Jason Pine, who's this really well-respected, long-serving radio guy who's predominantly been based in Wellington working for NZME for ages. He was named as the content manager in March and was also going to be on-air talent, and he has left as well at the same time. So he's been sought for comment about exactly what the nature of him splitting with Sense is, because obviously they haven't started broadcasting yet. They were just about to, so it must have been a pretty big something, whatever it was. He was quizzed about whether it was connected with how this went down with Sam Casey's termination, and refused to comment. So interesting goings on there.
Hasn't even started yet.
Exactly. Yeah, not off to a great start. So I understand that you were talking to the Prime Minister about hate speech.
We did.
Wasn't tuned in earlier on my way in.
No.
So I know, soz man.
Yes, we were. We were talking about it. There has been a bit of confusion in the media about what it is that they're actually proposing to change here.
I've avoided talking about it on Media Bat up until now, but I guess let's spend a couple of minutes getting into it. So you might have heard about these proposed changes. This is in the wake of the Christchurch mosque attack. There was a royal commission that looked at our existing hate speech laws to see whether they were fit for purpose. Because the existing laws on the books haven't been touched since 93.
It's a long time.
Obviously, the world's a very different place. Technology's changed the way we communicate and broadcast ourselves around. The commission has made several recommendations for changes. The ones that have had the most attention include adding provisions to protect hate speech against people's religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, disabilities, and potentially increasing the criminal penalties in the event of a successful prosecution. There's been pretty breathless coverage of this on talkback radio and a lot of opinion pieces, because the media, you know, I guess rightly get incredibly focused and interested on anything involving the law and their ability to broadcast freely and anything that may threaten to curtail that. Tove O'Brien, I mean, as I think you discussed with the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, there's been a really pretty bad messaging campaign by the government about this, which has added to a lot of confusion. They haven't had good answers at times. It seems like they've been the Justice Minister, Chris Farfoy, has been saying things that are contradicting
what the Prime Minister said. And,
exactly,
yeah,
on different morning shows.
One.
He's been not so good, to the point where Tove O'Brien wrote a piece calling the Prime Minister completely and utterly wrong on the proposed law. Part of the difficulty around the whole discussion that's happening at the moment, I think, is that it's a discussion document at this stage. Mm. So there's actually no there's no bill. There's no text of a bill that people can dig into and discuss, which I think is what's causing some confusing answers, because the government's got an idea about what they want to tackle. But then there's, you know, it started with the recommendations from the commission. So are we debating the text of the recommendations or the discussion document?
Mm-hmm.
Neither of those are a proposed law anyway. Mm-hmm. So people are getting pretty hot under the collar about something that, you know, doesn't have a lot of solidity quite yet.
Yeah.
And Stephen Price, who's a barrister, a lawyer who specialises in media and broadcasting, he's come out on his own blog and in the media saying that he's not convinced free speech is under attack by these proposals at all. And, you know, has outlined that for something to have a successful prosecution, it would need to be considered threatening or abusive and aimed at having a particular effect.
Right.
Like inciting violence or something like that. It would also, the courts would have to overcome the free speech provisions that exist in the Bill of Rights, and then it would have to go to the Attorney General to have consent for a prosecution.
Mm.
So there's a lot, like,
There's layers.
Even if it kind of goes through in the way it's being proposed by the Royal Commission's recommendations right now, there's a lot of barriers before a successful prosecution could be brought. But the government certainly haven't helped themselves by the sort of mixed messaging of this. So
I read that Stephen Price piece as well, and I found it really interesting. He talked a little bit about how it's actually really hard to define hate speech, and that's possibly where some of this confusion is coming in. It's like, how broad do you make it? How specific is it? It is kind of a moving beast of a thing.
Of course, yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see what actually comes out of this.
There's always inherent danger with tasking the police with making determinations around, you know, things like what could be considered hate speech, which is ultimately what this could result in. So it's good that we're talking about and people are concerned. But, I mean, as Stephen Price pointed out, and I think this was the biggest takeaway for me as a media commentator, is that, you know, the media is so obsessed with how this might affect them that they've been a bit blindsided to coverage on whether this law is actually going to be totally ineffectual.
Hard out, yeah.
No one's kind of making that point in the media at the moment, but there's so many barriers to clear that maybe this law actually won't do anything at all, and that is also bad because this was in response to a real event that happened.
Totally.
It's supposed to serve as a solution. And in slightly lighter news for the media, Paula Bennett has been announced for a game show on TVNZ alongside Tom Sainsbury and Hilary Barry called Give Us a Clue.
What?
Real interesting one. And I've got to say, as a comedian in New Zealand, a real interesting little event to watch people respond to. Like, I've had at least two of my friends that I've seen tweet stuff about this in the last couple of days and then delete the tweet because I think a lot of people were torn between their love for Tom Sainsbury and holding Paula Bennett to account, who was, and I think people have already sort of forgotten this, she was social development minister for a long time. She was in a government that reigned for 9 years over, you know, an increasing amount of social problems, particularly for those less well off in this country. And then to watch her leave parliament and get into selling houses to profit off a broken property market that they refused to say the words housing crisis out loud in the whole 9 years they were in charge. Like, I think it's worthwhile holding those people to account. And I kind of think Tom Sainsbury, you know, needs to reckon with that as well, because he's been called out on Twitter for reputation rehabilitation of Paula Bennett. And, you know, I think he is. And if he wants to do that, power to him. But, you know, the criticism's valid.
It's an interesting conversation, that one as well, because, I mean, Hilary Barry is also a journalist too, and there's, like, you know, I don't know, it's a complicated topic, that
it
one
is.
There, isn't it? Yeah. Well,
I'd be tempted. Yeah, she is a journalist.
A journalist, a media a personality.
Yeah,
I don't know what the best word there would be.
Yeah, I'd call her a broadcaster at this point. I think, a broadcaster with a journalistic background, perhaps.
There we go.
But I don't know if she's, you know, she's not exactly Kirsty Johnson breaking a lot of stories these days.
Well, that'd be an interesting one to watch, at least.
If you want to tune into that, I don't know, it's coming out later this year, so go for it. It's called Give Us a Clue. It's like New Zealand celebrities competing in games of charades. So
okay.
That sounds stressful, first of all. I just want to say, that sounds like a stressful show. I don't know if I can handle the cringe.
I'm sure they'll figure it out, but I don't know if charades lends itself to a televisual medium, you know?
We'll have to see.
I guess it'd be worse as a radio show, but...
Yeah. Any other topics on the horizon
there's one,
out there?
My dudes and dudettes and those who are no longer constrained by the gender binary, you got to come to a comedy show tonight because I'm hosting a great show called Hump Comedy tonight. Eli Mathieson is headlining, who's officially the funniest person in the country. He won the Fred this year.
It's his official title now.
Yep.
Number one funniest person.
We've got a bunch of other awesome people on the bill as well, including an Australian comic who's semi-trapped here at the moment, who I haven't seen before, so she's going to be great. And that's happening at the Fridge and Flagon, which is Eden Terrace. It's just down from Galbraith's. But if you Google Hump Comedy or just go to timbat.co.nz, you'll get some tickies there. It's going to be an awesome show. That's tonight.
Nice.
Excellent stuff. Well, thank you very much, Tim. We'll see you at the comedy show, and we'll see you next week as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. All right.